Good morning. It's good to see each and every one of you out here this morning to worship God in spirit and in truth, like the New Testament so teaches us, that we are all to gather together in one place of all like precious faith, men, women, children, babies, all in one assembly to hear a portion of God's Word, that we may put it in our hearts, write it on our minds and our hearts, that we may better walk as Christians here on this earth for the short time that God has allowed us to live here. This morning I wish to speak on a subject that we should all keep in our minds, where we're going, our destiny, our eternal destiny. The title of the sermon this morning, Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door. Many of you may recognize that. It is a title of a song that was written back in the 1980s. It is our duty, wherever we can, whatever we can use to remember a certain concept in God's Word, that we may retain it in memory, or it may constantly remind us each and every day of what we need to do. We should, of course, use all those tools that we find available to us. There's a word that describes certain sayings that we can commit to memory and that we can remember. And that is the word snippet. A snippet is a cute little saying or what have you that can call to mind, call to memory of what we need to do or what we need to say or where we need to go or what have you. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door is something that every individual here upon this earth should be doing if they have any kind of intelligence about themselves. For the individual that is not a Christian, the individual that has not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ should be knocking on heaven's door. Those that have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, have done God's will, heard His Son, believed in Him, repented of their sins, confessed Jesus Christ before a group of men, and being immersed in water, be baptized for the remission of sins, has obeyed the gospel and the New Testament so plainly teaches us that they have become a child of God. Therefore, after becoming a child of God, God the Father will hear their prayers. As a Christian that has obeyed the gospel, they are to continually themselves knock on heaven's door, because we are admonished to take heed lest we fall. So Christian and non-Christian alike should be knocking on heaven's door, and the New Testament tells us that heaven, heaven itself, it has 12 gates. Well, just suffice it to say, the saying knocking on heaven's door is a door that we must continually approach each and every day of our lives. My text comes from two short ones. That's Luke, the 11th chapter, verse 9, and of course John, the 10th chapter, and verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Luke 11 and 9, and I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Here we see that Jesus says He's the door. This is a rather humble image in and of itself. As buildings go, or in our scripture, as sheep enclosures go, the door is not the main attraction. An architect might point out the importance of a door, but we all know that we do not come to church for the door. A door is a means of getting to a destination, a way to enter in. A door is not an end in itself. John 10 and 7, then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. This morning we want to speak on this subject, knocking on heaven's door. It's a effort that each and every one of us must make. The rewards in the end will certainly be worth it. Let us go to God before we proceed any further in a word of prayer. Glad to have all the visitors out here. I failed to mention that up front. Want to welcome you all here and hope you come back here as often as the opportunity presents itself. And of course, I hope you learned something this morning. I hope we all learned something this morning. Even as speakers that teach here, we learn as we teach. And it is a great thing, especially when it concerns God's Word. If there's anything that we learn this morning from this half hour of listening, I would hope that you would remember the following. If we are not knocking, let me say again, are you listening? If we are not knocking on heaven's door here, we are knocking on the many doors, of course, of hell. If we're not doing God's will, if we are not looking to seek Him and please Him and do what He asks mankind to do, if we are not knocking on heaven's door, we're knocking on the doors of hell. If there's anything to remember this morning, let us all realize that and remember that, and let that be what we take home with us, and that we will never, ever, 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 ever forget. Because of all the warnings that are in the New Testament in and of themselves by Jesus Christ, He wants us to get that message. Let us remember, Jesus is our door to God. Jesus is our door to heaven. So if we wish to knock on heaven's door, we need to go to Jesus. We need to go through Him and go there by Him. This knocking I speak of is an initial effort, of course, by non-Christians to find their way to heaven. It is, of course, a continual effort, once saved, to stay on that right track towards heaven door. The Bible tells us the paths are broad to go to the way to destruction, because there's paths that lead all through this world and from different directions to go to these many doors here that are not the doors of heaven. They are the doors of complete destruction, the doors of complete separation from God our Father. But there is another way. Let us this morning look. There is another way of thinking about a door. The song Hotel California, you can enter any time you like, but you can never leave. But most doors work both ways. The traffic moves in both directions. To say that Jesus is the door could also be a way of saying that Jesus is the way that God gets to us. The images here in John of Jesus as shepherd, and in the Old Testament in places like the 23rd Psalm, speak of God as a shepherd, speaking of God coming to us. Jesus is the shepherd that seeks and saves, that goes searching for the one little lost lamb. God is the good shepherd who leads us beside still waters and to paths of righteousness. Psalms 23 is one of the best love passages of Scripture because it speaks of our sinful condition. We all need a shepherd. We all face loss. We all face fears and insecurities and difficulties and enemies and sin. And it is a great comfort to know that we have a good shepherd. We might be better thinking of Jesus as the door through which God reaches out to us. God has promised us many, many things. He offers them in heavenly places. He offers them through Jesus Christ and nowhere else. He speaks of Himself as the door through which the sheep enter in and go out from the sheepfold. Is Jesus the door through which we may reach God, or the door through which God may reach us? The answer, of course, is yes. It is not either, it is both. Through Jesus we may reach God, and through Jesus God reaches out to us. And not only that, Jesus is our door from the world to God, and also our door from God back out to the world, because we are told to go out and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone that would hear you. We are admonished to always study, so we're ready for that effort out into the world to teach others and bring them to Jesus Christ before it is too late. If we think of the church as the sheepfold, we enter in through Jesus and we go back out to the world through Jesus, again, to reach a lost and dying world. Jesus leads us to God, but Jesus also leads us to a world in need. Remember, Jesus said He came not to save the righteous, but to save sinners, those that needed spiritual help. To say that Jesus is the door is to say that Jesus is the path. Jesus is the way. And this is similar to His saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is an open door to God, not a closed and locked door to keep people out. God wants all men to be saved, and He wants all men to hear His Son and obey Him and listen to Him and do the things that He's asked man to do in order to reap the heavenly benefits. But as Christians, we better be knocking on heaven's door every single day of our lives. In the text, "And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you." In this first part, we are commanded to ask. And what does that basically mean? It means to pray. To ask is to knock on heaven's door in one way. Psalms 50 and 50, "And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me." Matthew 21 and 22, "And all things whatsoever ye ask, shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive." Asking is a very simple use of your voice. It is a very simple petition. We are instructed and taught in the New Testament scriptures the proper way to pray. We are told that we are to address God the Father and ask for heavenly things, ask for things. We are told not to ask amiss. We are to ask forgiveness. We are to thank God. We are to give thanks always for everything that He's given us. We are to forgive our debtors, forgive those that have trespassed against us if we wish to be forgiven. And not alone do we ask the prayer and address it to the Holy Father, but we close it in Jesus' name. These things the New Testament tells us, and that is how the proper way we should ask when we pray. We are a humble, believing, affectionate prayer will always be heard, and in God's own way and time will be abundantly answered. We are to ask. This asking implies a simple petition. We are to ask, turn humbly at that door of mercy, and that is through Jesus Christ. Ask with confidence and humility. Ask in everything by prayer with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Represent your wants and burdens to God. Ask as a traveler asks the way. To pray is to inquire of God. Many of us do neglect the opportunities and the times to ask of God. He's the one that gives all wonderful things. As Christians, we have that wonderful privilege to pray and ask of God, and we should do so more and more. Train ourselves to ask Him for everything, and when He sees that humble, dependent spirit upon Him for everything, we will certainly be blessed. To pray is to knock on heaven's door. Let us not forget that. Romans 2 and 7, "To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life." We are to continue patiently through this life, the hills of ups and downs and trials and tribulations and sickness. We should ask for patience to travel this road, and that we are to live our lives doing well, doing those things that are right and proper. And what we should do is be seeking for glory and honor in that wonderful eternal life. God will give us eternal life to all of us who have persevered in well-doing, expecting that great honor and that immortality in eternal life in heaven. 1 John 3 and 22, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight." Whatever we ask, we'll receive of Him if we just be obedient children unto Him and always be pleasing to Him in everything that we say, think, or do. James 4 and 3, "Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust." Here we are instructed very plainly that we must ask for the right things when we ask. We can't ask amiss. We can't ask for things that will harm us. We can't ask things that will be a detriment to our eternal home in heaven. We can't ask for things that are going to trip us up and make us fall and make us slip away. We can't ask for things that are going to lead us down the wrong path. We must be knocking on heaven's door and not hell's door. We must be looking for heavenly things and not earthly things. Second, in the text, we are to seek. When we seek, that is, in another way, knocking on heaven's door as well. We are instructed on many times to put God first in our life, to seek Him, seek the kingdom of God, seek out the kingdom of God, and all the other things will be added unto you. Seek indicates an earnest search. We've searched for things many times when we've lost them, when they've been real important to us. We've searched high and low, searched those places 5, 6, 8, 10 times over and over, looking hours for certain things that are very valuable to us, and we've never stopped until we found them. That is how we are to seek God, seek eternity in heaven. We are to seek with care, seek as for a thing of value that we have lost, or as the merchantman that seeks goodly pearls. We are to seek by prayer, continue to ask God of all the blessings that we need. We're seeking for that path that leads to eternal life. In our prayers, we should ask God to help us stay on that right path and to keep our heavenly goals in view, so to speak, and we are to continually seek the gates of heaven all the days of our lives. Daniel 9:3, "And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes." Here Daniel was very committed to the Lord. He set his whole life unto God, towards God, and he prayed to God each and every day, all the time. It's a wonderful privilege that we have as Christians to pray. We should use prayer. It's a direct communication with our Creator. We should never neglect it. Always use it, and remember that when we pray, we are knocking on heaven's door. Luke 13:24, "Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able." Psalms 27:4, "One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Do you wish to dwell in the house of heaven, in heaven, the heavenly mansions that Christ is making at this very moment? Have you ever wondered about it, that how great and grand it would be to live in heaven? Read Revelations and look at the description of what heaven is and what heaven will provide for us. It is a wonderful place being prepared for us. It should be our goal to reach there. It should be our goal to continually knocking on heaven's door, that door will be open to us a judgment day, ushering us in to a very, very great place that human words could not even begin to describe. Psalms 105:3, "Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore." Isaiah 55:6-7, the Bible says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." That is each and every woman's duty here upon this earth, and job is to seek the Lord. Sinner and non-sinner, those that have not obeyed the gospel and those that have obeyed the gospel, we are all admonished to seek the Lord, continually to look for him and seek him while he may be found. Because one day he will not be found no more. That door will be closed. Time will be no more. In the chances that God in his abundant love and mercy and grace is giving mankind up to this present point in time, so many thousands of years after the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, the judgment day has not yet come upon us. But as you look at the signs of the times, that day and that time, that hour and that minute, those seconds are swiftly approaching us, and we should all be found waiting for the Lord. We should all be found seeking him and looking for his Jesus Christ appearing. Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." We must seek God in with honest hearts. We must seek God knowing that he will reward us if we approach him in a humble manner, and we humbly desire to seek him, listen to him, obey him, have him as our main object in life, is to please him and do what he has asked us to do. Next, we are to seek for here. This word properly denotes an act of making an effort to find something that is lost. Here it denotes an earnest and intense desire to obtain eternal life. We have many desires here upon this earth. It is our human nature to have a lot of temptations to desire things that are not good for us. We are tempted to desire many earthly things and fleshly things. We are to keep them in check, of course. We are desire those things that will give us eternal life. Desiring the things of this earth will not allow us to obtain eternal life. It will give us eternal damnation. We should be honest about ourselves in our efforts when we look for things. Certainly looking for the things of heaven, looking for those wonderful gifts and rewards in heavenly places is where we should spend our time and all our efforts. All our efforts should be earnestly contending for the faith and honestly seeking for that home above. Seek while there is time left, we are told. Again, the time is swiftly running out. We don't know when the time of judgment day will come, when the clocks will stop and Jesus will appear in the clouds and each one of us will stand before Him in judgment. Seek while there is time left. Seek while we still have the opportunity. The light of the gospel will help you light your path in this dark world. It is certainly a search in the darkness, but our Bible, the New Testament especially, gives us the light in this darkness. The gospel of Jesus Christ will show us the way. It's all surrounded, of course, around Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. If we seek Him, we will never fall off the path. If we seek Him and follow Him, that path will always be lightened for us to see, and we'll always see our destination. We'll always see the door of heaven where we are to be knocking constantly. Next, knocking. Knock. Be an earnest situation. Be earnestly and persistently and unrelentingly knocking. Remember, eternity is at hand, and if we die in our sins, where God is, we shall never go. Knocking shows perseverance in spite of hindrances and obstacles. Knocking is one who desires to enter into a house as one knocks at the door. When we approach someone's house in order to be allowed in, of course we need permission to come in, as those doors show, we must knock. A lot of times when no one comes to the door, we knock and knock again, and many times find ourselves knocking five or six times because the people inside may be out back or may not hear you. But we should persistently knock on heaven's door. It's something that we should always give all our effort to, not just knock once or twice and then walk away and not bother anymore. We should visual ourselves standing before the heaven's door and not going anywhere else, and be constantly knocking on that door. Constantly, through perseverance, be striving to enter into heaven by doing those things that God has instructed us that we must do if we wish to enter into that heavenly abode. Knocking is a sign that we wish to be admitted into the favor of God. We all want to be in God's favor. There are many even that don't deserve it, wish to be in God's favor, but they don't want to do the things that God has instructed them to do. First step, obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Man wants God's favor, man wants God's love, man wants God's forgiveness and grace and everything else that comes with it, but man does not wish to do what God has wanted him to do, and that is a work of obedience. Man does not want to obey the gospel, but he wants the favors of God. It cannot happen. Knocking is an effort to open and pass through obstacles. We have sinned. All have sinned and fallen short of God's glory. Eternal life was taken away from man. We are all to die now, a physical death because of sin. Sin has been taken away by the blood of Jesus Christ. The only way that we can pass through that death is by Jesus Christ. He offers us salvation, but we must be baptized and our sins washed away for that obstacle of sin to be removed. Let us remember that we must constantly be making the effort to make it to heaven. And step one for everyone is, of course, getting rid of the sins that we have committed, and that is obeying the gospel, believing Jesus Christ and God, repenting of our sins, confessing Christ before men, and then, of course, entering a watery grave of baptism to wash away those nasty, dirty sins so that our souls will be white as snow, that we may be able to be worthy to enter into heaven. Not that any effort of ours will make us worthy to enter in, but we must be sin-free in order to enter. And it's through Jesus Christ, and that can happen, and only through Jesus Christ. It is only the door of Jesus Christ that we can knock and enter and expect to walk into heaven on the other side of that door. Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Luke 13:24-25, the Bible says, strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. We should strive to enter in. We should be diligent, be active, be earnest about it. We should make it our first and chief business to overcome our sinful tendencies and to work hard to enter into heaven. That's what knocking on heaven's door is all about. Let us not be in a situation or that time where we stand without. It is a very frightful condition to even think of it, that one day if we have not done what we're supposed to have been doing, that we end up standing without God's love, standing without God, without being in God's presence. Let us knock at the door constantly in our lives and look to please God. We are to knock at His door of mercy and grace with sincerity. We can't be a phony baloney, so to speak. We must earnestly be true. The Lord knows those that are honest and humble, and knows their motives. We can't go to God, we can't go to Jesus Christ knocking on heaven's door with false pretense. He knows our hearts, He knows our minds. He'll know if we're knocking on His door just to save our hide, so to speak. He knows our deepest thoughts, and we must do it in a way, and that is with sincerity. We know those that are consistently living evil lives. They do things in deceitful ways. They are never real. They are never sincere about anything they say or do. But we, if we expect a heavenly home, we must knock at that door with sincerity, a sincere desire to be with God and Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and with all the other saved in heaven. Many in various ways show some desire to be saved. They seek it, but they do not agonize for it, and so they will be shut out one day. There will come a time when it will be too late, the time when the Master has risen up. In this life, many neglect religion and are engaged in other things. At death or at the judgment, they will try to knock and seek to enter in, but it will be too late. The door will be shut. And because they did not make religion the chief business of their life, they cannot then, at that time, enter in. Prayer is the appointed means for obtaining what we need. Pray. Pray often. Make a business of prayer and be serious about it. Be earnest in it. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it can be no plainer than this. Three words. Pray without ceasing. Ask as a beggar, ask alms. Ask as a traveler, ask the way. Seek as for a thing of value that we have lost, and as the merchantman that seeks goodly pearls. Knock as he that desires to enter into that house knocks at that door. Sin has shut and barred the door against us. By prayer we knock. For the Christians, we are to ask, seek, and knock, which represents earnest prayer. For those that are not Christians, seek the Lord and knock. A non-Christian first knock is obeying the gospel of Jesus Christ. Afterwards, he or she is privileged to pray to God and to ask in earnest prayer. John 9:31, now we know that God heareth not sinners, But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him he heareth. A Christian continues to seek God and continues to knock on heaven's door. It upsets me to see sometimes that many individuals are being led to the wrong door. People are wasting their time and their efforts knocking on that wrong door, knowing that on the other side of that wrong door leads nowhere close to heaven. Luke 13 and 25, when once the master of the house is risen up and has shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. I've repeated that verse to show us the importance of it and the severity of it. We do not want to end up being somewhere, being at the judgment seat of Christ, standing without God and knocking on a door and being ignored. We want that door to open every time we knock on it, and let us strive to do it the way that God would have us to do it, and that is obeying Him. There's no proper time to seek an entrance into heaven. There is a proper time to seek an entrance into heaven, and that is right now. There will be a time, though, when it will come, it will be too late. Let us never be in a position where it's too late. We lost out on it because we didn't do it in time. At death, that time will pass away, and God will no longer be gracious to the sinner's soul, so the Bible tells us. This verse gives the reason why we should strive to enter in. The time for entrance is limited, and we must get in before that time expires. The door is shut, the door of repentance, the door of hope, the door of salvation, all shut, eternally shut, and by him who shuts, none can open. When Jesus says time shall be no more, no one can reverse that, and no one can change that. Time will have passed, and there will be no more chance. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me. Revelation 3 and verse 20. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. John 8 and 51. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Jude 1 and 21. Acts 14 and 22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of heaven. When we knock on heaven's door, we continue to remain in the faith. We encourage others to do the same and help those that are looking and striving to know God and do His will. We as a mature Christian should help those that are not, so that they may be mature as well and keep the ball rolling, so to speak, that many more individuals will be able to bring the gospel to a lost and dying world. 1 Timothy 4 and 16, take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. When we knock on heaven's door, we continue in the things that we've been told and taught in the Scriptures by Jesus Christ and by the apostles and the apostles' doctrine. We are to pray constantly, and when we do, God will hear us if we ask the right way. And we continue to do His will and try to remain free from sin. As one who has not obeyed the gospel, how can one knock on heaven's door? Basically, obey the gospel. That's the bottom line. That's what it means to knock on heaven's door for the first time. That is, obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. How can I make sure that all my doors are opened when I knock, you may think? By obeying His word and by steadfast faith in Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus doesn't want to shut the door on us, for He is the door, and we by faith walk with Him and through Him, and He has promised to open the door that no one can shut, if we only obey His word and believe in Him. Why not choose to believe God's word in spite of your circumstances and commit to knocking on that door until it opens? Jesus has promised he will open that door if we honestly stand before it and earnestly and humbly desire to come in and enjoy the wonderful things that he has promised us if we just but obey him and do his will and do what he has asked us to do. That is my lesson for this morning. Again, as I said from the beginning, if there's anything that you remember from this today, I would wonderfully hope that you would remember that if we are not knocking on heaven's door, we are knocking on another door, and I know we all have read about that place that door gives entrance to. We don't wish to go through to that place, neither do we wish to be found knocking on those doors that lead to that place. We want to be in the right place. There's only one door. That one door is Jesus Christ, and it's through him we must go through. It's to him that we must give our obedience and homage to if we wish to enter through heaven's door. If there be one this morning, won't you come as we stand and as we sing this morning?